do that. It doesn't have the power to ban Russia's federation from world sports, but it can affect the doping agency directly.
NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking to us from Moscow. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
Support for WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy. Proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this 10th day of November to take a look at what's been happening at the CME Group in Chicago. Futures are lower at this hour. In the corn pit, down a penny and a half. They're at 365 and a quarter for the morning. March at 373 and three quarters, down two and a quarter. And the May contract at 380. That's down 2.5 cents. July futures 2.5 lower at 385. September at 387 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. And next year's December corn at 2 cents lower. $3.93. Soy complex November beans 3.5 lower, $8.70. January at 862 and three quarters, 3.5 lower. The March at 863.5 down 3.5. And the May down 4 cents at 868 and a quarter. November beans are down 3 at 871. Bean meal futures are 80 cents lower, 290.40. The bean oil down 37 cents at 27.40. Soft red winter wheat on the day down 6.5 cents at $4.95 at a quarter. And the July at 504 and three quarters. Down 6. The hard red July at 504 and a quarter, 6.5 cents lower as well. Live cattle futures from the CME Group, buck and 72.5 cents lower at $130.20. Feeder cattle are down 50 at 176.62 and a half, and lean hogs are 72.5 cents higher at $54.45. Picked up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference? If not, right now is the time to dial 800-898-1065. One of the people you'll see there is Wayne Nelson from L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. He joins us now to talk about the morning's trade and the USDA reports that are coming up within a couple of hours now. Actually, not even a couple of hours, an hour and 10 minutes. Wayne, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, these long-awaited numbers are coming at us today. You know, the dollar's not doing us farmers a favor today either. We're up another 40 points in the dollar, 99.49 here, approaching that one. So that's hanging over our heads. CONAB come out with their numbers this morning. Corn, an 81.9 million metric tons. Brent last time was 83 for their projection for next year, and this last year's production was 84.74. So a little lower corn production out of South America, but yet they upped their exports projection for next year, so more competition for us. So good news on one side, bad news on the other. But, boy, their beans, they're going to increase. They went up to 102 million metric tons forecast for next year.
This would be the huge crop out of South America, out of Brazil only, if I remember correctly. In fact,
right.
I know that's the case. I think last year's was, 93, 94 million metric tons, something along those lines.
96.2.
So a very large crop last year and a much, much larger crop this year. That will make a difference. And then upping the exports, that's going to put some pressure on, too. Will USDA, you suppose, recognize some of this in today's WASDE figures?
They come out today. I'm sure the WASDE numbers were put together. I imagine they'll stay somewhere around that 100 million production, 100 million metric ton for this coming year down in Brazil. It's going to be interesting. Everybody's looking for a little bit of an increase in the corn and the bean number today. Will we see those? Will we see reductions in the corn export number, and will we see increases in our bean export number? Those are all things that's going to come into this report and see. But, the world weather has just got a little bit nicer over this last month, and it's just a little bit scary to see. We haven't seen our post-harvest rally yet.
No, we have not seen the post-harvest rally. Daryl Good wrote about that a little bit in yesterday's weekly outlook. I'll try to run some of that this afternoon when I talk with you at 6 after the hour, 2 o'clock. I've got some audio from Daryl for that today. He basically says it's all up to the demand side of it at this point, that the crop is in the bin, and USDA's probably got the numbers already pretty stout and on target, though we'll find out more in just an hour here as to whether that changes. Given all of that, producers have been really stingy about running this across the scale and making any sales. Should they? I suspect you're going to say no at this point, but if they don't, what do they risk?
Well, I think, you know, there's two things we're looking at here right now. It depends on where you're sitting. I think if you've been in the area around where the ethanol plants have been bidding this 30 over and whatnot, you probably should have booked some grain. If you're in the areas out west where it's, you know, 25 under, then you probably should be sitting on it and seeing if there's a reason to come back up here. We're going to look at the numbers here at noon, and hopefully we'll see some sort of appreciation prices between now and Christmas. But it doesn't look like it's going to be as good as it was last year, and maybe not as much as we were hoping for this year. But we do think there's better times ahead than what we're seeing right now, because everything just really looks down in the doldrums.
Another item that I picked up, and I don't know whether you saw this, Ukraine and Russia look like they are worried a lot about the wheat crop that they maybe didn't even get planted. It's, and even if they got it planted, it's not really emerged. I think only about half of it's up at this point. That might have some play in the world wheat market at a future time, I would think.
Yeah, that's one of the positive aspects about the wheat market, and Russia has been that one. But yet, they're the cheapest bid. Egypt's out there with a wheat tender today, and looks like they're going to be in the 197 to 208 range FOB over there. And unfortunately, that puts where our December wheat should be in Chicago is 470 to 480 instead of $5 like we're trading. So, you know, we're going to have to come down to get in the world wheat market, because they're still very, very aggressive because they need cash over in those countries.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they play this out. The last time they were really short, they did manage to shut the wheat spigot off. That created some problems in the Middle East when they did it. It'll be interesting to see whether they decide to really shut down how much wheat can be exported out of the area, both in Russia in particular as opposed to Ukraine, but we'll have to keep a really close eye on that. Turn your attention to the livestock for me. Tell me about what's happening there today.
You know, I think the trend has been down here as of late. The product keeps taking little dips every day. We're not seeing the buyers come in into the cash market. They're fading a little bit here. I think we're going to see some very tight holders and some show lists this week, and maybe not too many cattle move. You know, one of the bad things that's coming along now, or maybe good for the hogs, is they're saying there's quite a hog inventory, and that might cheap hams might outsell expensive turkey this year after the bird flu situation. So that way. But all in all, we've got a lot of pretty sick cattle feeders out there right now that probably don't have enough cattle hedged. And we'd really like to see a bounce. And I think, unfortunately, any bounce is going to be sold.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon and go through all the numbers that USDA releases here in the next hour. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. Be sure to visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. A couple of tables are already there for today's crop production and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates reports. Some question marks in them. I'll fill them in as quickly as I possibly can after the 11 o'clock hour. My Twitter feed, at Commodity Week, also embedded into the website. And just a few seconds, as long as the numbers are available to me, that account should light up, and you'll begin to see the numbers as they're released right at 11 o'clock Central, noon in the Eastern time zone on our website at willag.org. Of course, you can always buy your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference there, and there are links to the Farm Assets Conference website, farmassetsconference.com, so you can find all the details about that upcoming event. It is the 24th day of November, so not too far away now. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, you should do that right now. You can just call this number, 800-898. They're just 898-1065. They're just $30 for the day. That includes the parking and the meal at the noon hour. We are hopeful that most of you will pre-register. It's really hard to handle larger crowds if you don't pre-register, so do it right now if you plan to come. Should be a great day. We'll have 8 of our analysts on hand, including Wayne Nelson and Mike Zuzlo and Jackie Vakes. Sue Martin will be there. Pete Manhart will be there. And Jerry Gulke will be there as well. All the Lowe's analysts will take up corn and soybeans up in front. You can ask all your questions. We'll talk about some really important issues on the farm for producers and landowners both, the value of land, what happens to it when we're in a depressed economy on the farm. We'll do that with Bruce Sherrick, and we'll take up big data, how it gets used, how it's collected, who owns it, where it goes. That all will happen during the Farm Assets Conference coming up at the end of this month. Get your tickets right now online, farmassetsconference.com or 800-898-1065. Coming up on the top of the hour, it'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Should be sunny skies later today and a high of 60 degrees on a calm wind out of the west at about 5 miles an hour.